Welcome to True Wealth, your tangible assets advisor. True Wealth is a weekly program sponsored by Coins Plus. Coins Plus is a full-service precious metals broker-dealer located in Spokane, Washington. Coins Plus is committed to honesty and integrity in every transaction. Now here's the host of True Wealth, Kevin Walter.
Welcome back to True Wealth, your tangible assets advisor. I'm Kevin Walter, the host of True Wealth. True Wealth is sponsored by Coins Plus in Spokane. Coins Plus is a full-service rare coin and precious metals broker, dealer, and depository service, emphasizing a high sales volume and low profit margin business model, and offering our customers the highest rated privately held depository service in the Northwest United States. Coins Plus is always actively involved in the purchase and sale of all forms of precious metals. We buy all types of jewelry, quality jewelry, all the way down to old scrap jewelry. We buy all forms of diamonds. And we have the highest certifications for numismatics of anybody in the state, for the most part, as far as I know. We've been through all kinds of certification by the American Numismatic Association. We're members of every major numismatic organization, and we're committed to honesty and integrity in every transaction. I mentioned in the previous half hour, I kind of went over the bullet points of Obama's dysfunctional State of the Union speech. What we have there, folks, I believe sincerely, is a full-blown sociopath. When Obama went to Israel in the first couple years of his term, he spent a day or two with this Sam Vaknin, who wrote a book called Malignant Self-Love, Narcissism Revisited. Wrote an article that basically says Barack Obama appears to be a narcissist. This guy is a specialist in narcissism. And it's ironic when they try to take it apart. This, by the way, folks, when you're reading stuff online, anything that somebody doesn't like, they're going to try to disclaim or debunk. I won't get into details, but I've seen a lot of stuff that, you know, there's all these weird genetic anomalies popping up around the earth. There's a boy in the Philippines, I think it is, that's born. It was 3 years old before they could test him. He's got the strength of an adult male, the grip strength. He's super strong. He can lift like 30-pound dumbbells over his head and pump them out. There's another kid in China that was born with some kind of weird eyes. And they're supposed to be brown, obviously, but his are blue with these green illuminated phosphorescent spots so he can see in pitch dark. And then we were, you know, reading all kinds of this stuff's going on out there, and these people that want to debunk it come out and say, well, you know, of course the kid can't see like this. You'd have to be a fool to believe it. In order to see like this, the animals that can do this have special this and special that, so of course you can't. Well, they don't have any scientific evidence or anything. You're going to see people try to debunk all the time. Snopes is one of them. Snopes is a website that's supposed to discredit false information and rumors on the web. And Snopes is owned by this Barb and David Mickelson. They're one of Obama's greatest supporters. Right off of their website, it says they receive funding from an undisclosed source. It says the source is undisclosed because Snopes refuses to disclose that source. And then it goes on to say that the source is funded through a channel of the Democratic Alliance, which is a funding channel for George Soros. He directs funds to what they refer to as an internet propaganda arm to push his views. The Democratic Alliance has been reported to instruct fundees to not disclose their funding source. The bottom line is it's unreliable. They're in the bag for Obama. They came out against every conspiracy that exists. They came out against the IRS conspiracy, and then they had to pull that off of their website. They came out completely against any 9/11 conclusions. They came out against anything to do with the birth certificate thing, anything to do with Obama getting here. And the other thing too, folks, you got to remember, George Soros owns tons of websites, literally has hundreds, and he's got activists running and operating them daily. They say that his websites in pay-per-click activity alone generate over $1 billion a year. There's literally hundreds of these websites where they've got these activist college students. Every day they get their agenda narrative by email, and their job is a few of them go out and they post this stuff. They write on blogs and so on. So the bottom line is, when you read it on the internet, it goes both ways. Some people say you can't believe everything, but folks, even the counterintelligence on the internet, even the refutations or the debunking is highly suspect. So you really got to watch yourself and what kind of information you're reading and believing. The other thing they use is repetition. With George Soros's websites, they'll repeat the same debunk on so many websites you get sick of reading it. All of his websites have cute little jingly names, and they're these websites that they're just splashed with everything you can imagine. They have all those pictures all over them that make you want to click on them all, and then they take you page to page to page to page and like 16 pages to read an article. That's because they get pay-per-clicks on every impression on every page, and they will pack the pages with ads all around you. And each of those advertisers has to pay every time you click through that page, even though you'll never look at one of their ads and you have no intention of ever paying attention to their ads. That's how they make their money, and it is big money. So in one way, the free source of information has been completely hijacked.
True Wealth is brought to you by Coins Plus. Coins Plus is located at 3201 North Division Street in Spokane, Washington, at the Clock Tower Building. Visit our website at coinsplus.com. You can call us locally in Spokane at 444-0044 or toll-free at 877-827-COIN. That's 877-827-2646. And now, back to True Wealth.
As I mentioned at the end of the last half hour, White House insider Paul Craig Roberts, who is a massive financial specialist, he was a financial advisor at the White House, basically goes through and he explains how Clinton and Bush deregulated so much about the banks that they let them get so big that they were too big to fail and they lost their discipline and so on. Then he talked about how the Fed's policy of monetizing $1 trillion of bonds put pressure on the dollar, the value of which declined in terms of gold. And then when gold hit $1,900 an ounce in 2011, the Federal Reserve realized that $2,000 an ounce was going to have a major psychological impact that would spread into the dollar's exchange rate around the world, which would create a major global bailout of the dollar to avoid the fall in value. So they began to manipulate the gold price through central bank leasing of gold to bullion dealers in order to create an artificial market supply to absorb demand that otherwise would have pushed the gold prices higher. The manipulation consisted of the Fed using bullion banks to sell what they call naked gold shorts, which means they're short contracts that aren't covered by any metal on the COMEX futures market. As I've explained, short contracts drive down the gold price. Unfortunately, the COMEX is set up to determine gold price based on the paper market. Once the market or the gold price starts to get forced down by them, this triggers what's called stop loss orders, margin calls, and people become scared and they bail out of their gold accounts and their paper trusts and all this kind of stuff. The bullion banks then buy the deserted shares and then they present them to the trusts to be redeemed in bullion. The bullion was then sold in the London physical gold market, where the sales provided a supply of bullion to meet the incredible Asian demands for physical gold. So again, this year, the real icing on the cake was more of the same, where they forced these third world countries to dump their gold. They bought short contracts so they could get the gold cheap. In this case, they're hoarding up the gold they can after they fill all these crazy quantities of delivery orders. And so they're now moving into major illegal territory by hypothecating the gold of their clients that's held in the big central banks like JP Morgan, B of A, HSBC, Bank of Nova Scotia, and so on. Banks all around the world are caught in this terrible dilemma. The Fed has emptied the reserves and then some of like this gold shares GLD thing, this ETF exchange traded fund and so on. All of this gold has been filling this insatiable desire from Asian countries, obviously primarily China, but as they produce more and more dollars, China ends up with these dollars and they keep coming back for metal. All of their reserves are depleted and they're literally getting to a point where there's so much paper they cannot produce the gold and it is going to hit a wall. The gold reserves are dying off. Asia will take nothing, but Germany calls their gold in and they are told to wait 7 years. It took Venezuela something like 14 months to get what should be a small quantity of gold, which was like 60 tons. And what people don't realize is quantitative easing is dependent upon gold reserves. What we're witnessing is our central bank pulling out all stops on integrity and lawfulness in order to serve a small handful of banks that financial deregulation allowed to become too big to fail at the expense of our economy and our currency. When the Fed runs out of gold to borrow or to rehypothecate, which means taking from their clients and leasing it onto the market, and there's no more gold to loot from these ETFs, which there's not, the Fed is going to have to abandon quantitative easing or the US dollar will collapse. The ability to continue to dupe the world on gold to make it look readily available and to always be able to draw from these reserves to pay off these big buyers is necessary for this game to continue on, because a lot of these other countries, they want gold and they want gold period. They don't want the paper dollar. China is primarily one of them. Once they run out of access to precious metals, it will drive the price of metals so high you will not even know what hit. In that, I mean, you've got hyperinflation waiting to just take its toll. Metals will skyrocket to a level that is unfathomable, just because when, you know, any kind of comparative is done, they may say we need to go back on a gold standard or whatever to rehypothecate the metal. Whatever they do right now, if they converted us back to a gold system or a gold standard, a full gold standard would put an ounce of gold at $100,000 per troy ounce. So that's why people in the know are moving to tangible assets. And in the, you know, word trickles downhill. Anyone in the know, they're buying collectibles, they're buying coins, they're buying diamonds, they're buying art, they're buying waterfront real estate, they're buying anything that's tangible that they can hang on to and no one can take away. And it's realistic. We all know with just a slight sliver of common sense that, like I said last week, you know, blowing Monopoly money out of a gargantuan toilet paper cannon as an economic policy can only last so long. We are at a dead-end road. We are at the craziest financial position this nation's ever been. We've got the most ridiculous leaders we've ever had. And lo and behold, the Bible will prove once again to be firm, solid, irrefutably correct. You have the opportunity before all this hits to protect yourself and protect every penny you have. It's come to the system kind of like, you know, we've gone through these phases where Clinton took our economic system from our nation to the globe. Obama has taken us to the end of the earth financially, where now he's meeting with all these central bankers. He's assisting in orchestrating these huge manipulations of the money system. And ultimately, everything he does and everything he stands for is based on a bunch of radical, ideological, left-wing socialistic philosophy that is bound and determined to fail again, as it always has.
True Wealth is brought to you by Coins Plus. Coins Plus is the premier precious metals dealer in the entire Northwest. Since 9/11, the U.S. dollar has lost over 50% of its spending power, while gold and silver have increased in value by over 300%. Numerous experts predict gold and silver to increase by 3 to 500% over the next 3 to 5 years. Whether buying, selling, or investing, Coins Plus is committed to honesty and integrity in every transaction. And now, back to True Wealth.
One thing no one disagrees on globally is that the U.S. dollar is in massive, massive trouble. And if there's no other reason out there, and there's plenty, to protect your financial wealth right now, it's the fact that the government is intentionally destroying the dollar. They've got, unfortunately, their desire and motivation is to destroy it. We have to first of all realize what's the purpose of the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve was first designed, as I explained last week, to expand and retract the currency system to keep this pretty balance and make everything okay. The Federal Reserve System was artificially presented to the people under the zero-sum philosophy of money. There is a fixed amount of money available, and because of that, when the 1% has it, the 99% doesn't. They had this impression from there being gold. But where they really skewed this perception, well, people appreciated the value of gold. They knew it was good. They knew it went up. The way they confused a generation is with the Federal Reserve Act leading up to the big crash of 29, where they began to infuse tremendous quantities of these Federal Reserve notes that still said they were backed by gold alongside gold. So all of a sudden, people appreciated it, had all they could ever dream of. And then they turned in all their gold because the paper money said it was good for gold. And heck, what's the difference? Once the Fed and our government got enough gold back, pretty much 85% of the U.S. reserves of gold, using these artificial fishing lures called Federal Reserve banknotes with the gold clause on them, at that point they landed all the gold and said, okay, now we can pull in the line. So they began to retract the currency very quickly. And all of a sudden, the dollar became hard to come by. Banks wouldn't loan anymore. They transitioned from giving anyone a loan at any time for any reason to absolutely a policy of refusing to release currency at any cost. All of a sudden, businesses started to fold. Houses went into foreclosure. All the margin calls started to come in. The minute the market slid, margin calls are coming in. People had to start paying off their debt, selling back this stuff. It began this ridiculous onslaught on the market and just collapsed the market, fleeced everyone's wealth from them, forced everyone into this dire consequence of utter poverty where they just could not access dollars, businesses shut down, jobs went out, etc. It's a snowball effect until everybody's sitting on the street starving to death, begging the government to take care of them, and just in time for FDR to come in as a radical socialist, fill the House or the White House with communists, and begin to implement and integrate this radical communist system. What's awful is that we have officially integrated, since FDR till now, all 10 planks of communism. They have the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto. The first is basically the abolition of the ownership of private property. They do this through taxation and eminent domain, and as we've seen in the 14th Amendment to the Constitution, zoning, school and property taxes, etc. That the 14th Amendment is basically written to confiscate your property. You no longer own it. So you've got abolition of private property on one hand. You can see that communist plank rise, and the right to illegal search and seizure, the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, down that goes. The second thing is a graduated income tax. This is the second plank of communism, a heavy progressive or graduated income tax. You want to punish the rich, paying your fair share, income taxes. They want to take from the rich and give to the government. They're not giving to the poor folks. Don't be fooled. But again, this is an attack on the constitutional guarantee of free market enterprise and the outlawing of wealth. So number three is the abolition of all rights of inheritance. How many times have we heard the liberals wanting more and more inheritance tax? Anthony Weiner, the wonderful Anthony Weiner, said, it's not their money when they're dead. It doesn't belong to the family. It belongs to the government. The family has no right to lay claim to it. So number three, communist plank, get rid of inheritance. So the government, so you want to make everybody broke. And then basically number four is what they call the confiscation of the property of all emigrants and rebels. Long story short, it's what Reagan put into play. It's confiscation of property and assets when they call you a criminal. Who calls you a criminal? The government. They make the laws. And the laws in that case were drug laws. And of course, we were all told drugs are the worst things ever. You touch them, smell them, look at them, or know someone who did them, you ought to have your head chopped off. We've gotten a little extreme in that case. We've got Mexico killing people at a pace that is unbelievable. They're the sickest, most wretched, vile, filthy people on earth. They've killed over 50,000 people in the last 7 years. They leave dead bodies all over like flies. And the president of Mexico, not the greatest guy, but he basically said if we would legalize marijuana nationally, that it would come to an end. We, our Congress's response was, well, they'll just go to cocaine and other drugs. False. His comment was, they can't afford it. It's a different socioeconomic class. So the bottom line is, you know, there's the fifth or fourth. It's in place. They're confiscating our property when we make them unhappy. They want centralization, number five, of credit in the hands of the state by means of a national bank with state capital and an exclusive monopoly. That's called the Federal Reserve Bank, okay? It's run and owned essentially by the government. Yes, it's a private entity, but it serves the government. It's intertwined with the government. Where the Fed ends and the government begins is undetectable. The sixth plank of communism, centralization of the means of communications and transportation in the hands of the state. Look at the FCC, Department of Transportation, so forth and so on. Public roads, you can't travel anywhere without the permission of the state. The NSA is even abusing things worse. Look at the TSA. You can't even get on a private airline now without going through a government screening system. So they've got this in place perfectly well. The number seven is basically the nationalization of factories and wastelands. It says the extension of factories and instruments of production owned by the state, the bringing into cultivation of wastelands, and the improvement of all the soil generally in accordance with the common plan. That's called the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, basically telling you what you can and can't do and when you can do it and where you can do it, along with, you know, OSHA and all these others. You know, you got L&I, work comp, and all this stuff. It's all supposedly in favor of the worker, but it's designed to tear this country apart from the inside out. Number eight is equal liability to all of labor, the establishment of industrial armies, etc. So basically, this is the whole, you know, workers unite, unemployment, income, and all this kind of stuff. It's basically where the employee becomes dependent upon the government for an income and stability. And that's why they need people at the poverty level. They can't have people profiteering in a free market enterprise. They won't need the government. They need people to need the government to be dependent on them and not be able to function healthily without them. Number nine is basically the abolition of independent municipalities, counties, states, etc. Our Constitution was set up to provide, there was four federal laws to begin with. That's it, four. How many do we got now? I can't even imagine. But the whole concept was each state in the United States was to be the equivalent of a little sovereign nation as long as they abided by the Constitutional Bill of Rights. So what number nine basically says is the abolition of the distinction between town and country. In other words, it's all part of one big nation. That's what's going on. Whether it's the school systems, the government, police, anything. They're all getting tons of money from the Fed. The Fed has a say over every single aspect of activity that happens in every state, city, you know, local, county, whatever. They make an impact because they're so dependent on the income. So that it's beginning to blur. Globally, one city looks like the next. You can't tell one state from the next other than by geography, but certainly not in temperament and philosophy. And the 10th communist plank that's definitely in full play, free education for all children in public schools, and children's labor laws to prevent them from working so that they can spend their entire youth in school systems. And then they develop a school system that puts them out in the workforce, thinking and acting the way they want, and just plugging them into little holes. Now, so the bottom line is all 10 of the planks of communism are in place hard, fast, and well. And I think it's fair to say that few of our leaders understand the impact and bearing of this communistic creep more than our current president and his administration. And now it's opening the lid on all these left-wingers. They're excited about communism. In his State of the Union, he said, "I'm going to go around Congress and do whatever I want." And half of Congress stood up and clapped for him. Congress, they represent the people. People, step up and eliminate these people. What are you allowing to happen? There's more long-term destruction being leveled against this country now than in its entire existence. And it's going to take time to fully manifest itself. But as a nation, we're truly facing every possible threat over the short, middle, and long term that any nation can face. The collapse of every great nation in the last few centuries begins within and ends with the utter destruction of itself without the help of outsiders. Outside nations just come in to pick up the scraps when the damage is complete. I truly believe we're facing that dilemma as a nation. I believe that correction is possible, but I don't see much indication that that's going to happen. I say pray for the best and prepare for the worst. Do everything you can to secure yourself in every manner possible, because I believe the next 3 years in this nation will be a rocky ride if you are connected to the system itself. Once again, thank you for tuning in. Take care. God bless. Have a fantastic week.
Thank you for listening to True Wealth, your tangible assets advisor. True Wealth is sponsored by Coins Plus, located in Spokane, Washington, at 3201 North Division Street in the Clock Tower Building. Visit our website at coinsplus.com. You can call us locally in Spokane at 444-0044 or toll-free at 877-827-COIN. That's 877-827-2646. And remember to join us every week for True Wealth.